Burrito self-development. Imagine you were hungry and you'd been planning on a cheating day all week. You had your eating and TV watching for whatever all planned out. Maybe you were about to finish a big project at work. Maybe you just got a raise and wanted to celebrate. Not a huge celebration. Just relax and enjoy the evening celebration. So you and your buddies get together, but at the last minute you change your mind. You were going to get a burrito. In fact, you chose the celebratory restaurant because they had the best burritos in town. But at the last minute you change your mind. Instead of getting a burrito, you get a few tacos. No big deal, right? This happens all the time. We have plans for something specific, but then we change our plans at the last minute. This is normal. This is expected. At the same time, this can cause frustration. How so? Suppose you wanted a certain physique, maybe a certain body fat percentage or a performance goal like running a 10K. So you set a goal like you're supposed to, time limited, defined, etc. But then you get derailed along the way, like most people do. Set a self-development goal and then give up halfway. Depending on how you look at it, this could be perfectly normal or another example of self-help fail. When you switched from a burrito to a taco, that was no biggie. But when you switched from being a 10K runner to a bodybuilder, that seemed like a bad thing. Or when you decided to stop going to the gym and start running outside. In some areas, like in the realm of goal setting and self-development, we feel much more committed. But for things like burritos and tacos and TV shows and movies, we change our minds all the time. Consider that this is one of the main reasons for bailing out on self-development goals. We absolutely cannot predict the future. You may think you want a burrito in the abstract, but once you're in the restaurant, that doesn't seem like the best choice. It might seem like going to the gym would be a good idea in the abstract, but when the rubber meets the road, you might do better running outside and doing some calisthenics down at the park. But so long as you stay focused on the overall theme, you'll be fine. Social skills, money skills, athletic skills, musical skills, or any other skills. These are much, much easier to improve. So long as you take your time, keep going slowly, and be willing to shift as needed. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.